Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. I wanted today to talk about the driving force that is behind us to achieve the success and keep on going and keep on improving. And I'm going to talk about two words, inspirational, aspirational. Well, maybe I'll throw in another one, motivational. I did a podcast, a couple of years ago now with Frank McKinney, and he's just got a new book out now, but his book before that was called Aspire, and he talks about the term aspirational when I was interviewing him, because he says inspiration is kind of like sunscreen. It washes off after you have a shower. And if you think about that, it makes sense. Like if you're inspired, you might be inspired by the end of this podcast. You might be inspired by listening to me each day. But what happens in the minutes, hours, days in between when you listen, or what I have connected with you today in saying one thing, like how long does that really last? And so Frank talks about aspiration, meaning that what do you aspire to be? And so like motivation and inspiration are a little bit like, well, they're pushing you along, but aspiration is something that pulls you along. So what do you aspire to be as opposed to who inspires you? It's like, oh yeah, I get excited by, you know, such and such, but what do you aspire to be? And why is that important? Well, if I think about success, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm a little obsessed with success and studying successful people and finding out what makes somebody achieve this phenomenal amount of success where others really flounder in so many different parts of their life. But if you focus on like the pointy end of the spear, who are those people that are the most successful at what they do? And then it really doesn't matter about whether it's science, whether it's sport, whether it's movies, whether it's in counseling, coaching, whatever, you will find that the same key principles follow those people. The outcomes can be different, but in some ways the outcomes are all the same. The greatest level of success that anyone's ever achieved in that space. And then when you understand what those things are, well, you can incorporate those into your own life, and maybe you won't have that same incredible success that these particular people have had, but what you will do is have a phenomenal amount of success for you, and probably more success than anyone thought you would ever achieve, and most notably, more success than you thought you would ever achieve. I think that's really, really powerful, and that's what I strive to be, and it's what helps me achieve the greater level of success every single day. And so what that then requires is what's going to keep you in that space of wanting to become the better version of you. What is that? And people often ask me that, where does that hunger that I have come from? Because people see that, well, you're just so... Well, people use the word motivation, but they say you're just so motivated, you're so hungry to do what it is that you do. And if I pull that apart a bit, I think there are some elements that drive us all to get out of bed each day and do the things that we do. And some people do them really well and some people struggle. And it's like what separates you from someone else. And if you pull apart your own success and where you are to get to where you are right now, parts of that go back to your childhood, the values and the beliefs and the work ethic that you have had ingrained in you by your parents, by your environment, whether you went them on to create a career or go into that work mode, and that environment would have had an impact on you either positive or negatively bring out the best version of you. And if I then think about myself, I think I was very driven from a very young age. So I guess part of it was ingrained in me. I just wanted to be better. I wanted to be the best at what it was that I was doing at the time. And I guess there's elements of that that have come forward with me to where I am today. But I went through a heck of a journey of very toxic energy within myself, and that self-conversation and the self-degradation, if you like, that also forced me to grow and to become better. But there have been times, as I'm sure there have been for you, where you go through these plateaus in life where you're almost in a maintenance mode, whether it be your physical health or whether it be something in your personal growth, something in your career, something in your family life, your relationships and so forth. And we tend to go through the dating sort of a stage of your life, and then maybe you're building a career and it's like, well, what is it? Is it a trade? Is it in a corporate life? Are you wanting to continue to climb the corporate ladder? Are you getting going to university, getting more qualifications? Are you looking to progress up that corporate ladder like I was? And then you get into that next phase of your life, which is maybe you're getting married, maybe then the children come along, and then it's like, is that a sort of a holding pattern where it is for most? Most people tend to put the careers on hold to some extent and wait till that next phase of the kids, getting from babies to toddlers and then toddlers to, I don't know what the next stage is, I forget. But you know what I mean, you're just a different phase of your life, and now I'm in a different phase of my life. I'm losing one daughter, I've now got an adult daughter, and things kind of changed overnight for me. But like an adult child is different to like a teenage child, and the reliance on you. And then that next phase is, well, they move out of home, maybe they're moving in with somebody, they're getting married or whatever it is that they choose to do. But then there's that next phase. And so we do have these sort of societal pressures, I guess, in terms of the levels that we go to. But I think when we come back to our own success and you strip away everything else and you just look at you and what it is that you want to achieve, I think sometimes we do put those things on hold, right, because of those various stages that I just mentioned that we go through in life. And you can have it all, but you can't necessarily have it all at the one time. Or you can have it all, you plan it all, but maybe certain things need to go on hold at certain times of your life. And I've found in business, what can happen is that you start your business, you're really excited about getting things going, being successful as you can be, and then you can get to this stage of complacency. Because it's like, well, you've got your business to a stage where perhaps you're ticking all the financial boxes. You've reached a level where it's like, okay, well, you're comfortable, right? And whatever that means for you, it's going to be different for each person. But let's just say that you're now comfortable. It's like, well, what happens when you're comfortable? Well, you can remain comfortable, or you do something to make yourself uncomfortable. And so if you're just comfortable, then the chances are you're not going to grow. You're not looking to take on more clients, or more customers, or you're not looking to expand into more markets, so taking on business partners, looking at new opportunities, et cetera, et cetera. And I come across a lot of businesses like this. And it just means that I'm probably not talking to the right business at the time. But so you've got to have those conversations to get to the person or the people that are willing to go to that next step. So if I'm talking about strategic alliances or doing business with certain people, I'm really surprised by the number of people that just don't want to grow. They just don't want to step outside their comfort zone and maybe do something that no one else is doing in their industry, or certainly not doing it in a big way, that could really help them go to that next level. But they can't see it. They can't see past what it is that they're doing in their own backyard. And it's almost like a backyard. We're here in Australia where everybody has a back fence, and fences around you, and sometimes they're 5 foot, sometimes they're 6 foot tall. Most people can't see what's happening outside their backyard. It's like, just peek over the fence and see what's happening. What's happening over there? There's all this potential for what's going on over that back fence, side fence. So when it comes to that aspect of you and what makes you want to keep growing and keep pushing, which is where where I am, but there have been times where I have been complacent. It's like I've been comfortable. You know, two good incomes coming into the home, having worked a big corporate life and hectic and travel and all that kind of stuff, and now reaching that stage where financially you're comfortable, etc., and you're wanting to then, I guess, spend the time with the kids and just start to do more of the things that you really want to be doing and that type of thing. And then that was the way that I was planning my life. And then, a divorce comes along and our life just gets thrown into a complete tailspin. It's like, okay, well, now income's been cut in half, different responsibilities. It means finding new locations. And what you never expected to happen has now happened, and it's completely thrown things into a spin. And I guess through that, there's then working really hard to, again, get to that point where there is potential for you to become really comfortable. And so what I do is I make sure that I surround myself with the right people that are going to help encourage me and aspire me to be a better version of me. And that has been a real journey for me through my whole life. I've had different coaches, and I guess a coach can take you to a certain level before you need maybe that next level of coaching or that different type of coach. And I've had, golly, I don't know how many. I've had maybe 8 different coaches over different parts of my life over time. It's probably more than that, actually. And finding that one that's right for you is really, really difficult. And look, I'm very grateful to have found my current coach, JT, 6 years ago. And there are just so many different levels that resonate with what he says and with me as a person that just keep driving me every single day. And I've never connected with anyone or any person or any coach like this that aspires me every day to be that greater version of myself. And so I guess my message here today is you have to find that person, those people, so that you can continue to grow and push yourself each and every day, no matter what, 7 days a week. That's what you want to get to. Now, you do have to come from a position of, I want to be better. I want to change. I want to bring out the best version of me. Because if you remain comfortable where most people will, then it doesn't matter if you've got the best coach in the world, like I do, you will not change. You will not do the work. Like I was connecting with somebody, they reached out to me just over this last week, and they said, well, they're just not sure about the coaching. We have the same coach. They're just not sure about whether they want to continue with the coaching. And it's like, well, you just have to persist. And look, I didn't get into a detailed conversation, but you have to think about, well, am I being closed to new ideas? Am I not asking the right questions? Because if you don't ask the right question, then you're not going to get the answer that you're looking for. But are you doing the work in the background? And this is the thing when it comes to, say, coaching. If you want to get a better outcome, you've got to be doing a lot of work outside the coaching session. You've got to be doing work in the areas where you want to get better each and every day in the background, and use coaching to help give you that kind of that little extra edge. If you think about the sporting teams, like, what are they doing? They are conditioning themselves outside the train, like the formal training sessions that they have with their team. They're doing the on-field teamwork. They're doing the recovery work. They're doing mindset work. And then there will only be a portion of time where they're getting coached by their coach. And they'll have multiple coaches. They might have a nutrition coach. They might have a fitness coach. Then they'll have the skills coach, perhaps some other coaches as well. And so it's all the other work. And then when you're not, say, at the training field, you're doing the work at home. What are you doing at home? What's the, like, I look at the show Quarterback, and the amount of work that they're doing, practicing the team calls and all that kind of stuff, so that they can remember them, and so they know exactly what it is that they need to do. And there's so much work that goes behind what you see in terms of throwing the ball, kicking the ball in different sports and so forth, and that needs to take place away from the coach. And then the coach only shows up at certain times to help put, if you like, that the cherry on top of the cake, guide you in the right way, understanding where you are in moments and being able to observe and harness the right version of you to do the right thing at the right time. Sometimes it means holding a player back. Sometimes it means pushing that player to their greatest level of what they're capable of. The coach just comes from a different perspective. The coach is looking at the, not just you, but looking at the whole team when in this team scenario, whereas you can be just so focused on what it is that you're doing and where that next play is going, but the coach has a different sort of helicopter view of what's going on. And so a lot of it is just, it comes down to you, and it comes down to what it is that you want to do and just how hungry you are to keep on driving forward. So like I said, my message today is about you need to find what inspires you to become better and better every single day so that you don't lose that hunger. You want to stay hungry. And so who is it for you? Who is that person? Who are those people in your life? And I'm talking about people outside your family. They can't be family members. Yes, you might have a very supporting partner. You might be inspired and aspired to be like a very successful parent or relative. But who else is there? Who is that outside? Most of us don't have that. So who is that aspirational person that really drives you to be a better person than you? And I'm not talking about just being a better human. Right, that's a part of it. I'm talking about high performance type outcomes because I want this to be a challenge for you. Who is that for you? For me, it's my coach. That's the one person that really drives me. I can be inspired by all the celebrities that I meet and their performance and so forth. But it's probably my coach is my number one. That is my number one. So if you want to connect with me, then what you need to do is go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consultation right there. Doesn't matter where you are in the world. I'd love to connect with you. It's all free. See you tomorrow.